Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Thursday in the 17th week of Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Ignatius of Loyola, priest. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Haggerty of the cathedral staff, and the Mass will be offered for the repose of the soul of Lorraine Connolly Radice. Please stand.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 721, Praise to the Lord, number 721.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
And as we honor St. Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits today, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. Ignatius of Loyola in your church to further the greater glory of your name, grant that by his help we may imitate him in fighting the good fight on earth, and merit to receive with him a crown in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestal, set up its board, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set the propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. Blessed they who dwell in your house, continually they praise you. Blessed the men whose strength you are, they go from strength to strength. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God.
With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, St. Ignatius of Loyola, you know, one of the most impactful saints of the modern period. And just a couple of words, some of the things you're familiar with. But he was a soldier, first of all, and a soldier not seeking to kill people as much as he was looking for glory in his life in the 1500s. And that's a good thought. Sometimes I wonder, Jesus chose fishermen, he chose a tax collector. I think he also would be very happy to have had an ex-soldier among those apostles. Why? Because the desire, as we see in Ignatius, to live heroically, to live in a way that gives everything over to God. And this was the spirit of St. Ignatius. You may know, most people know here, he was wounded, a cannonball shattered his leg, and that becomes then the moment of his conversion. When he has nothing to read, he was full of a worldly spirit at that time, probably had been living a sinful life, he's not in a state of grace, and he begins to read the life of Christ and the life of saints, and he's very attracted to do something great for God, that great virtue of magnanimity, the aspiration not just to live a good life or, no, to live something great for God. And this becomes then the great mission of Ignatius. Nothing ordinary, to be with that kind of soldierly, heroic spirit, to go out and win battles for the sake of souls. You know, the greatness of the Jesuits, most of us maybe, we think of the Jesuits as educators, we know their universities. Some surely have been educated by Jesuits even here at Mass. That's not the primary reality of Ignatius of Loyola. He wanted men who were willing to die for Christ. His martyrs are the great legacy of his order. The Jesuit martyrs, Francis Xavier, willing to pour himself out as a missionary. This greatness, you know, is primarily because Ignatius wanted us to look at the life of Christ. Put Jesus Christ crucified before you. Look at him in the gospel. The meditations that Ignatius wanted us, even every day, it affected religious life, the priesthood in the centuries after that, to look at Christ every day in the gospel and be moved, attracted. And in a way to say, I will give everything for you. In a sense, that becomes the great treasure. We heard yesterday, the great pearl of great price, the treasure, to give one's will entirely to God, even to the point of dying, to live in a way that gives everything over to him for the greater glory of winning souls for him. That's the greatness of Ignatius, what should be the greatness of every Jesuit life, and the greatness of our life, a desire to give our life entirely to God for the sake of winning souls for God, for his greater glory.
Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May these offerings we make to you as we celebrate St. Ignatius be pleasing, Lord God, and grant that the sacred mysteries which you have made the fount of all holiness may sanctify us too in the truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Ignatius of Loyola you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, our Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Saint Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 541, Godhead Here in Hiding, number 541.
Godhead here in hiding, know my door.
Body press. Let us pray. May the sacrifice of praise that we have offered with thanksgiving to honor St. Ignatius, O Lord, bring us to exalt your majesty without end through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Have a good day, everyone.
We go forth singing number 575, Sing the Mighty Power of God, number 575.